Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
An often overlooked source of really good prospects are your ex-clients. I know this sounds strange. Most sales reps, most businesses say, well, they left us. I guess there's no getting them back. But you know what? Sometimes they become your best new prospects. I mean, think about it. They've moved on, but you've introduced new products and services, or things have changed at your business, or things change at their business. There can be a whole host of reasons why they might be the right prospects to come back to you. A client of mine in the staffing industry had a encyclopedia-sized list of ex-clients. They'd been in business a long time, and they had volumes of customers who used to do business with them who weren't doing business with them now. And you know what? When I pressed these sales reps, they had no idea why these ex-clients weren't doing business with them anymore. In some cases, it could have been fairly that those businesses had gone out of business. In some cases, it could have been a management change who then wanted to switch suppliers. In some cases, it could have just been that the customer stopped calling and you stopped calling them and no one really knows what happened. And so here's what we suggested they do. They went back to their ex-clients, specifically the ones who had stopped doing business with them in the last 12 months, and they gave them a call. They went out to visit some of them. They treated them like new prospects, finding out what their needs are, identifying any business issues, making proposals, and they won some of them back. Now, of course, their closing ratio wasn't as high as a hot new referred lead, but it was double what it would have been with cold calling. In many cases, they weren't able to win the business back, but they found out why the customer left, which allowed them to make some changes in their business to better serve their current customers. In a few cases, they weren't able to win the business back, but they got referred to other people, either in different divisions of that company or to other companies altogether. All told, it was an incredibly strong exercise in prospecting, and the sales reps had much more fun, much more success, and made much more money than if they had been purely cold calling. So don't think you can't go back to your past customer base. Things change. Sure, a customer may have left you for the competition last month, last week, or last year, but maybe that competition has screwed up. Maybe the decision maker has changed. You never know unless you pick up the phone. If you're a sales leader listening to this call, here's what I suggest you do. Go back through your CRM and take a list of all the companies who have stopped ordering from you in the last 6 months. Comprise a master list and assign each of your sales reps those lost customers, maybe by territory, or by size, or however you want to organize that, and have a calling campaign. Spend a set number of hours as a whole team making calls to your past customers at the same time. I suggest 2 hours. And you know what? It's best if you do this as a call blitz. Measure the results. My gut tells me, and my experience, that out of all the calls that you make, you'll talk to well over 50%, which is a high number, especially when compared to cold calls. Out of those 50%, half of those will become good opportunities for you or will refer you to another opportunity inside their network. And those are great leads. Doing this customer reactivation campaign is a smart way to grow your business. And outside of referrals, will grow your business through dedicated prospecting faster than anything else you try.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.